This morning we come to speak of mysticism, which has as its core the idea of unity and oneness. And I'm really glad that that's the topic, because I need to feel safe this morning. I need to feel one. Why? Because the newsletter and the website and your order of worship all say mysticism and Emmett Fox. Well, guess what? I meant mysticism and Matthew Fox. And so I was wondering as I sat down to prepare for worship, oh my gosh, what have I done? And I immediately start to feel separateness and shame. Separateness and shame. And I said, oh, perfect. Because I get to come into this beloved community, safe space, beloved space, and speak the truth and not be shamed. We are not separate. We are one. You're on my team. I'm on your team. There are no teams. It was actually exactly perfect. Just what I thought was an, oh my goodness, there she goes again, experience. And what are they all thinking out there in the community? I got to return to the truth. And I invite you all this morning to put aside notions and illusions that take us away from that spiritual truth. Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of South County. You are home. You are safe. We are one. Welcome. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. We all do it together. We share the air. We share the experience. We are one. The opening reading is called Crystal of Creation by my colleague, Tess Bamberger, the Reverend Tess Bamberger. She writes, if there is a heaven, it is right here. Right now, in this particular arrangement of nature, this happening of earth, moon, and star, this constellation of instants, this laden moment, this flash of recognition, this particle of time. If there is a God, it is all around us, everywhere, in every blinking eye, in every pulsing possibility, in every ugliness, in every beauty, in every wholeness, in every part. If there is an axiom in the universe, it is life, it is love, it is death, it is hatred, it is wanting and needing to be in this crystal of creation. Crystal of creation. We are in the crystal of creation, indivisible, indivisible, and one. It's not the way we're used to thinking of creation, the world, our lives, ourselves. Mysticism tells us it is, however, the truth. My spiritual director, whom I speak to every week, she's in San Diego, but it's important to me, so I make the call every week, and I don't get off the phone without making the next appointment. Why? My spirit needs nurturing, and it needs help, and so I get it. Spiritual director. She'll often say to me, just look at what the world is doing and do the opposite. So the fact that the whole world often thinks that we're separate beings doesn't bother me at all. And I think that it would be good for us all to not get too drawn in by what others say or think. So, my friends, what is mysticism? We often think of the word mystery, and that's not far. Mysticism is that form of religious practice centering on first-hand experience of the divine, direct experience of the divine, no mediator needed, no mediator needed. Now, I want you to keep coming on Sunday mornings and all the other things we do. And the fact of the matter is, it's a great spiritual practice and no mediator needed. No matter what the circumstances, you are part and parcel and an essential part of the crystal creation. Matthew Fox is a Dominican priest and theologian, writer and teacher. His mysticism is often called creation spirituality. Actually, that's his term, the celebration of the creation of life and the universe and of planet Earth. His view is this, and I quote, "We enter a broken and torn and sinful world, that is for sure. But we do not enter as blotches on existence, as sinful creatures." You remember me talking about Calvinism and original sin and that whole idea of human beings being depraved, that and that universalism came along and saw it otherwise? Well, so does creation spirituality. So, we come not as blotches, as sinful creatures. We burst into the world as original blessings. You are an original blessing, part of the crystal creation. That is who you are. Fox's theology has to do with the idea of living in the reality of being blessed by God, part of God, and a blessing unto God. He writes, "Mysticism is our deep experience of unity, oneness, the interconnectedness of all creation of which we are a part, a piece of Danish. You can't take us out. We're there. It is the essence of authentic religion," he says, "and it is about experiencing, not intellectualizing." Experiencing and not intellectualizing. Once again, the world will often tell you that it's the intellectualism and the achievements in that realm which take priority. Well, they are certainly of great importance and significance. But on the spiritual plane, the mystics tell us that it is experience, it is feeling, a kind of knowing that awakens your understanding of unity, of oneness, of being part of the crystal. Now, Fox says the key to connecting to the mystical within is to trust one's experience, whether of awe or of silence, of suffering or of creativity, of justice making and of compassion. I had an experience that I wanted to share with you. Many of you know I have a son and his wonderful family with five of my grandchildren in Florida, and I go visit them as often as I can. And on one visit, I arrived and I walked into the house, lay down on the sofa, and slept for 6 hours. Now, some of my friends said, "Well, what did they think? Read, what was their judgment of you? Read, What was their separate thinking about you? Well, guess what? That's an extraordinary household. They don't do that. What did they think? They thought I was tired. Now, I have to tell you, it's a pretty unique place for me to be in that household. And that's, well, I'm crazy about them all, but I go there in part because it is the most spiritual of experiences for me. So on that particular visit, something quite amazing happened. I take walks a lot, and one day I went out for my walk, and I had just had a beautiful experience with my grandchildren in the morning, but I was trying to think of something on my mind. It was the name of a restaurant that we used to take my children to when they were little, and I couldn't think of it. I went down the alphabet, I did everything I could with my intellectual thinking mind to figure it out. No go. It didn't work. I took this walk, and suddenly, truly, truly, friends, everything was light. Everything was light. The cars on the streets were illuminated and sparkling. The trees were illuminated and sparkling. The houses, the children playing, the grass. They were all connected. There was only one. It was a crystal creation, and it was all I saw. And something else happened. It's the one and only time this has ever happened to me. All of the questions that arose in my mind arose simultaneously with the answers. I immediately knew the answer to every question that I asked. I was in touch with my oneness. I was not questioning my oneness with the light. I was illuminated. That was my personal experience of suspending disbelief. And in that first second when I experienced the light, I didn't say, oh no, this is too weird. Nothing's too weird, friends. I invite us all into that belief. The crystal creation isn't weird. And every one of us is a mystic. And that's what Fox writes a lot about. The fact that we are all mystics, and on some level we know that. On some level, each and every one of us has had that experience of unknowing, of unknowing. And we respond to it, let's say, oh, there may be 130 people here today. We respond to it in 130 different ways. But we've all had it. It won't surprise you to know that Mary Oliver has something to say on this. Mary Oliver being one of my favorite poets. If we are to choose to live in a way of radical amazement, openness, connection, knowing our oneness, then we must pay deep attention. That's part of mysticism. We just sang a hymn, two hymns, Find a Stillness, and Meditation on Breathing. Both of those go to the concept of awareness and intentionality, meditation and breathing, and find a stillness. Find, seek, and ye shall find. So if we are going to live in that place of radical amazement, which is the home ground of mysticism, then we must pay deep attention to the world around us. We must be fully alive in each and every moment. Here is how Mary Oliver expresses it in her beautiful poem, Mindful. She writes, "Every day I see or hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in the haystack of light. It was what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclamation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. Oh, good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, the ocean's shine, the prayers that are made out of grass, the prayers that are made out of grass. My dear friends, to be born, to look, to listen, to lose oneself in a soft world that teaches over and over joy and acclamation, and to do so through the ordinary, through prayers that are made out of grass. Dear friends, every one of us is a mystic. Every one of us can find the prayers in grass. We don't have to be super anything. As a matter of fact, it helps not to be. Being something special creates a sense of separateness, of hierarchy, of lack of connection. It was so great to come in here this morning and say, oh, well, I meant Matthew Fox. I'm just Betty, doing the best I can do, being amazing, just like you, part of the crystal creation, part of all that is, part of the seventh principle, interconnected with everything, with every blade of grass, every drop of dew, everything that ever was and ever shall be. And so it is forevermore. Blessed be. And amen. I love you.